Hello, everyone. This is Steve Hadcock with Cornell Cooperative Extension, a senior resource educator with Cornell Cooperative Extension, talking about crop insurance today. And with joining me today is John Fitzpatrick with Crop Growers LLP, a crop insurance agent. Welcome, John, and thank you for taking time to talk to me about crop insurance.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve.
So we're going to first talk about, or we're talking about, how a farmer can go about getting crop insurance. So in general, or in your area, what types of crop insurance crops do you see being insured?
Most of the crops in the Hudson Valley area, which is what I cover, are corn, soybeans, apples, and some onions in the southern part. Those are the major crops that are insured. In addition, we have what's called a whole farm policy, which is a policy that covers the revenue from all crops that are on your operation. So that is an alternative if the crop that you grow or the various crops that you grow may not be insured by traditional means of crop insurance. You can get maybe a whole farm revenue policy to cover those crops.
Okay. And are crops insurable in every county? Are the same crops insurable in every county in New York State?
They're not. It really depends on the acreage and the history of production by county of certain crops. So, for instance, three or four counties may have apples as an insurable crop, and maybe the next county over does not have apples just due to the fact that the acreage is not there and the history of that crop is not there. So each county has certain crops that are insurable and the rest are not.
Okay, so if I'm in a county that, let's say, I have a 10 or 15 acre, maybe 20 acre apple orchard, and a county in New York State, and apples aren't insured, am I out of luck, or is there still some way I can petition or get crop insurance for my apples?
You may be able to do that through what's called a written agreement. So if your crop is not insurable in that county, you can apply through your agent to get what's called a written agreement. And that application goes to the risk management agency to see if maybe they could give you insurance for that crop, a waiver in a sense, and have that crop insured in that county just for your operation. So it doesn't make the crop insurable for everybody, but just for your circumstance, you could make that crop insurable for that year.
Okay. So if you have a farmer coming in for the first time, or maybe every year for that matter, well, let's start with just for the first time. What are some of the things that you might advise a farmer that's getting crop insurance for the first time, or remind them of that they need to bring to you or do, so that it helps the meeting or meetings that you have with the farmer be a little bit more seamless?
The most important aspect of crop insurance is keeping good records. And the crop insurance handbook has a list of what's acceptable records depending on the crop that's being insured. So it's very important that they have acceptable records of production primarily, but also their acreage, what their history of production and the acreage that they've produced the crop on. So it's very important that they have these records. And if they don't have the records now, and they have not been tracking their production the way the crop insurance handbook states that they would need to, then they cannot get a policy that would be usable for them. They would need to make sure that they have the records that are acceptable for that crop. So it may be that the first year they come in to apply for insurance, they don't have the records, they don't get a policy. But what they do is they track their production that year so that the following year they could maybe get a policy for that crop. So really, the record keeping and tracking your history of production is probably the most important aspect of crop insurance today.
Okay. You mentioned the crop insurance handbook. Is that something that is just for agents, or is that something that farmers can review and look at and use as a resource?
Farmers can review that as well. It's on the Risk Management Agency website. It's usda.rma.com, or maybe it's rma.usda.com. But any search that you look for in the risk management agency website, you'll find the crop insurance handbook. It's under handbooks there. It's about, an 850 or a 900 page document. So there's a lot to go through, and you'd have to search your specific questions that you have in there.
Okay. All righty. So you mentioned production records, but are any finance, what other records might be important to have on hand when talking to an agent?
So primarily it's the insurable interest in the crop goes to who owns the crop. So sometimes there's a little confusion on the part of a producer of who actually owns the crop, because many of them have different entities. Some, and maybe an entity owns the real estate, maybe an entity owns the machinery and equipment, and maybe an entity operates the farm. So it really comes down to who owns the crop, which entity owns the crop, because that entity is the one that has the insurable interest in the crop. If it's just a sole proprietorship, you don't have that concern. But if you have multiple entities, you really need to pin down who owns the crop. So for a dairy farm, for instance, primarily the operator of the farm also owns the crop. So you would say, okay, who does the milk check come to? And whoever the milk check comes to, make sure, well, just make sure that entity also owns the crop as well. And that's really very important. Tax identification numbers are very important. You want to make sure that the tax ID number of the entity is correct. And also any of the individuals that own the entity, their social security numbers as well would need to be included on the application. Okay. So really ownership of the crop, keeping good records. Under the whole farm policy, since that's a revenue policy, then the tax returns that go along with the operation would be the most important aspect from a record keeping standpoint. Not only the tax returns, but also the supporting documents behind the tax returns that make up the income that's generated on the farm.
Anything else? Any other key points that you want to make, John?
I think from an application standpoint, those are probably the key factors. Names of agents are available through the Risk Management Agency website as well. So depending on the area that you're in, you can search and find agents, and working with your agent directly and meeting with them to get this information in order is the most important part of getting all that information together.
Okay. So if I, to kind of summarize and recap, I think, I heard you say that having good, especially for most of the crop insurance policies that are written, good records, production records are necessary. What about storage? Do we need to be worried about storage at all and measurement of storage or in any way as well?
That is one way of tracking records for certain crops. Certain crops you cannot do that with. So for instance, corn and soybeans, bin measurements are an acceptable form of record keeping. So basically looking at the bins, measuring the bins, determining the quantity of the crop within the bins is also acceptable as well.
Okay. And so learning what crops are insurable in your county is important. You can get a waiver if necessary for a crop that you grow but is not insurable in your county. And being an extension and a farm management agent, always harp upon records, both production and financial.
Oh, absolutely. It very crucial in crop insurance.
Right. Thank you so much, John, for taking time to talk to me about getting crop insurance, and wish you a good day.
You're very welcome, Steve. Thank you.
To wrap up, this material is funded in partnership by USDA Risk Management Agency under award number RM17RMTS5240020.